All right, what's up, guys? Here in another episode of Eli and Mike here in Beverly Hills. I'd love to introduce you guys an amazing actor, singer. I mean, there's so many different titles right. for him. I'm going to let him introduce. This is Javi. No, but hold on. This is Javi.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I said it right.
Okay.
Nice having you here.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. Thank you so much for being here.
We're here in Beverly Hills, and it's a rainy day here in Beverly Hills.
Sorry about my hair, guys.
It's not obvious, right?
Right. No, he looks good, but he actually just walked from Rodeo Drive over from the Versace.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's not too shabby. I mean, you got to walk down the nice areas.
I like the rain. You know, sometimes it's good.
Right.
It feels refreshing. It feels different. So.
There you go. Love it. We were just talking offset about how you were in a certain type of movie and you were actually filming with a lot of water. So.
Yeah, a lot of water. Five hours in the water at least.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
What does that do to your body? Imagine being in water for 5 hours. How did you react to that?
There were many things going on to my body because I trained as much as I could for those scenes.
Okay.
So I was like, I had been fasting for like 24 hours or something like
that. Oh, wow.
And it was raining outside, even though it doesn't look like it. And yeah, it was overall pretty cold. But I think it doesn't look like it was cold, right?
It looked like you had a good time.
Yeah, from what we saw.
I had a great time, yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Obviously, we're talking about acting, and this is one of the main things that you do. So when did you actually start your acting career?
It's interesting. So it was kind of... I was kind of lucky to fall into that whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do some like... I always wanted to do something different, but I never knew that acting was the thing, right?
Right.
So I was basically in school, and a model scouter offered me to work in Madrid.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Where I'm from.
Okay.
And I started working in modeling, and that led me to acting.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. And that's like, amazing. So this scouter for modeling, like, what did they just come up to you one day, or like, how did that happen?
So I had two different ones, actually. I was working at an event with my cousin, and it was some sort of like, it was almost like a modeling gig, but we were just kind of like waiters. It's kind of weird.
Yes.
But they wanted like, you know, people with an image, certain image.
Of course.
one of those managers came to me and she was like, hey, would you like to work in modeling? And I feel like, you have what it takes.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm not so sure. So kind of like a couple of weeks went by. And then I think I was like leaving school that day or something. I don't remember exactly. But somebody that worked at Abercrombie was like, would you like to work as a model for Abercrombie?
No way.
I was like, okay, this is the second time, you know, they asked me.
Okay.
So I started doing that, yeah.
Wow, because that's a really huge company. Like, that is something where when you would go to the malls, like, these are, like, the top models of, like, the industry, really, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little embarrassed. I could, like, blush, I don't know. I mean, I'm just a guy, you know.
Okay. Oh, my God, love it.
This whole, like, modeling thing, I don't know, man. Like,
wow.
But it was great. Thank you for the opportunity if you're watching me.
You know, love it.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, was that even, like, something you even thought about doing or just fell on your lap? Or were you ever at one point, you're like, actually, I want to try modeling. I think that's something that I want to do.
I would, okay, so when I was a kid, I would get all these comments of like, your eyes are so beautiful, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But then I grew up and I was the shortest one in my class. Like, literally the shortest person.
Wow.
I mean, the eyes make up for it. Come on. Let's
and
be
also,
real.
And also, if you guys are watching, he's actually really tall. So
Yeah.
Actually, so actually, we're probably the short
ones. We're the short ones.
And we don't have the eyes either.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we're doing something wrong here. No.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're actually short.
I was super short. Oh like, gosh. People in my soccer team, they would make fun of me.
Wow.
And call me Topo, which is like, I don't know how to translate it.
Okay.
But it's like a
like shorty or something.
Yeah, short
okay, got
animal.
It.
And,
okay.
And then I just grew like when I was like 17, like a lot. Okay. And I became the tallest person in my class.
Oh my God, that's great.
So yeah, I feel like that's what changed everything. You know, after that, I started getting all those comments of like, you know, you should do modeling and all of that when I was a kid as well. But then in that moment in between, I was short. So I guess people like didn't tell me that much. Like, you should be a model.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
How old were you at that time?
17, I think. 17. Yeah.
So you probably just started sprouting and got taller after your 17th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I kept getting taller even after. I feel like I got a little taller even after I did the Disney show. So
got it.
Okay, yeah. Powerful. Love that.
And how was so going all the way back? I'd love to ask you. I know you were going to ask a certain question about it. So before we go into the characters and things that you play, so how was everything in the beginning? So obviously we all know you as Javi today. But what was Javi all the way back then when you started when you were born? So you were born where, and do you still have your family? If you can start from the beginning.
Yeah, start from the beginning. Like, where are you from, and how was your upbringing as a child?
Okay. I love this. Because, one of my goals for this year is to open up and for people to get to know me better in that sense. Because I feel like I'm very shy and introverted in that sense. So this is probably the first time that I'm going to talk about how I actually grew up.
Okay, the insight here, everyone. So
get ready. Everybody, it's going to be a shockwave.
So yeah, I grew up, I was the youngest in my family. Okay. I have three older brothers. Mm-hmm. And we grew up in a small flat apartment in Madrid in Spain.
Okay.
And I mostly grew up with my mom.
Okay.
My parents divorced when I was maybe 9.
Oh wow.
Something like that.
Okay. Was your father just not in the picture anymore, or?
He was, but I would see him like maybe once every 3 weeks.
Was that like something that actually like affected you growing up, or was it something you were able to deal with?
Man, hi.
No, yeah.
Do I want to share all this? I mean, obviously it's something that it's complicated, and I mean, obviously define who I am today.
Right. Got it. Right.
In a lot of ways. It was something that was, complicated, and also my family, the way they are. And the way I grew, it's like you never honestly talk about your feelings ever. In that sense, like when they divorced, I never talked about it to anybody ever.
Yeah.
So you never really got to share your feelings about that, because you were, like you said, your culture of your family was you keep your emotions to yourself and not really let it out.
Yeah.
I can imagine that.
And I feel like maybe, obviously, I think maybe because they thought that the if they wouldn't talk about it, then there was no, it would just, so I'm sure they didn't have any bad intentions in that
sense.
Of course.
Yes.
But, I am surprised now that I'm, that I grew up, no teachers maybe asked about it or something.
Okay, right. Because it is a big thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so then you're growing up, you're about 9. How is, the world living in Spain, you said, correct? Rather than, because now you're living here in America.
Yeah.
How is the world out there, that type of culture and?
Honestly, it's very different. Okay. I would always, and that's something that I'm really grateful the way I grew up in that sense, because I would always be playing outside doing sports with my friends, playing soccer, playing whatever, and I would be until very, very late out, playing with my friends. So I basically grew up like that in a very healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
My mom would always cook very, very good meals. So we always had all the nutrients and all of that. And they gave us very, very good values, my dad and my mom, both of them. So, in that sense, I'm very grateful.
That's powerful. That's great.
Yeah. Cause they would always tell me that the most important thing is to be a good person. The rest is, come second. So, and I feel like I was always very, very safe, in Spain. Yeah.
Love it.
Is Spain considered, and I don't know this, but is Spain considered a regular first tier top world country like America, or is it more second or third world country?
Yeah, Spain would be one of the, I believe, or that's mm-hmm. what they have taught us, that, yeah, Spain is one of the top top countries.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, in the sense of, you know, in Europe, it's still one of the biggest countries. So, yeah.
Love that. And, oh, like, how long did you live out in Spain?
Like, almost my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, almost my entire life.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been... Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely grew up entirely there.
Got it. So then when all these modeling situation happened, like, so when you turned 17, you were going to school out there in Spain.
Yeah.
And then these things happened.
I was a mess in school, by the way.
But, yeah. Oh, no way. Okay.
It was really bad, yeah.
Okay. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. I wasn't the best either, but hey, we're sitting here. All of us are sitting here now today in Beverly Hills. You know,
right? Yeah, let's be real. We made it to some extent.
Exactly.
Yep.
But yeah, that. So then you started off in the whole modeling career.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was huge names like Abercrombie and Fitch, right? That's like insane. And I feel like those models, you know, they were very particular on the type of models they're trying to push out.
Certain looks, certain physique that they're looking for, too.
It wasn't just like any models can get this job. So that's amazing that you were able to get into that company. So then what about like your did that push you into your acting career? Because I know you were working with more huge names like the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Is that what pushed you into the Disney Channel from working at Abercrombie & Fitch to the Disney Network?
So it was kind of like a process. With Abercrombie, I got the opportunity of working in London.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I worked there for a little bit. And when I was in London, actually, I got an opportunity. Well, I started doing like my acting classes and all of that. Mm. And I got an opportunity very randomly from a casting director that she messaged me on Facebook.
Wow. Okay.
I have no idea how she found me.
Okay.
No idea still till this day. And they... she offered me like a part on a project, and I was like, okay, this is, you know, kind of weird because like you usually audition for these things, right?
Yes.
So I was like, okay, maybe the project is not like, you know, super great or whatever. I ended up doing it, and the project was nominating Cannes. It was like nominated at the Goyas, which is like Spanish Oscar.
So
it was insane. Like, I would have never expected it. The director was amazing. Like, the whole production was incredible. And that was my first project that I was in like a proper set. And I realized like the amount of people that work there and how like everything that goes into a film in one take. And it was like incredible.
How did that fall in your lap? Because obviously you were doing already the modeling.
Yeah.
And then how did this individual from Facebook just, because obviously we're always like, somebody sending us messages on Facebook? Because we have about 650,000 followers on Facebook, but we haven't been approached for any like parts or anything like that. I'm like, hello, come on guys. But you did. And for one, what was your output already? How would she know and recognize that you would be a person that
were
would
you like posting like modeling pictures on your Facebook yet? Or
maybe on my Instagram, but on Facebook, I don't
not
think
a lot
so.
Of activity.
Maybe, I have no idea. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I had a profile on some sort of network or something. Okay. I have no idea.
Maybe that was the best way she could find you. Because I actually heard that Facebook is such a good place to find more matured people in certain business fields. Okay. Versus I think that Instagram is more like younger... quick story swipes, just like in heart and very quick things versus like, obviously you also have a YouTube that's very successful that you have real loyal fans versus, and I think Facebook, I personally feel like YouTube, then Facebook, and then Instagram by basis of loyalties. So I feel like it starts from Facebook and all the way down. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Instagram is a little bit less. So I'm sure she probably saw your Instagram, but she only had Facebook. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the way she found you.
Right.
You know?
And how did you take like the leap to say yes to this? Like, you just like were like, maybe I should just take the chance?
Yeah, so I mean, going back to, you know, I never knew what I wanted to do and all of that, the one thing that I was good at was to put up a show in general. And that's what would get me in trouble in school, actually.
Oh wow.
So, you know, I would always be the one that, even if I didn't want to do theater or whatever, they would just put me as a presenter of the awards of my school, for example.
Oh, wow.
Or like to
like a host.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So I would always like be like that person that would just do something that a lot of people would talk about.
Yeah.
Not necessarily good or bad, but you know. So I always knew that I could be good at acting.
Yes.
Just because that is the one thing that I had always done my entire life.
Got it.
Perfect.
Got it.
Some sort of like, you know, a showman, I guess.
Yeah, okay, showman. love that. Yeah.
And you've been and you've been acting for like 10 years or maybe more now. Yeah. And it looks like from what we see on YouTube and all your little videos and even the movies that you've done, which we're going to get into as well in the reels.
Yeah.
It looks like you love this. It's fascinating to you. Did you ever dream of wanting to be an actor? Was that like when you were a child and as you were growing up as being a teenager and now that you're a younger adult, do you feel like, darn, this is what I wanted? Or is it just something that this is what it is now?
There's one thing that I always wanted and was to live in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, I always wanted that because I grew up watching shows like The O.C., for example.
Okay. And we're only 30 minutes away from there, by the way.
I know. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I would imagine sometimes and dream about, like, imagine having this life, right? Mm. Imagine going on set and, like, filming like this. That would be insane.
That's so cool.
But it was just a dream.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And a dream that I wasn't even pursuing at all, you know, and wasn't even in the picture whatsoever, you know, when I was like 15, 14, like never, ever crossed my mind. But then like one thing led to another. And then, you know, I was like, man, if this ever happens that I like, I'm able to like move to California and like actually do this, that would be insane.
Wow.
Right.
And here we are.
And here we California. Are.
And on top of that, not even California, you're in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah. Right.
That's the city.
And like you said, OC literally 25, 30 minutes from here. So that's like, wow, you are literally making your dreams come true.
Yeah.
And so then that's amazing that you took that leap to be on this movie, you know, through Facebook. And it's amazing. Again, like you said, this is stuff that was in the Cannes Film Festival type thing. So then from this, how did you actually get like onto the Disney Channel? Because again, this is another really hard place to position yourself. You know, it's not just a regular network out there. Like they are so particular with who they have on their shows. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is also another world. It's Spain and I believe Europe, the Disney Channel out there. So maybe you could talk to us how you got onto that.
Yeah, so after I did that project, I did another small movie. I got an agent in Spain, and I found an audition on the internet. That was in September. I don't know if it was 2013, maybe.
Okay.
And I saw that they were looking for singers for a show.
Okay.
Singers.
And
singers.
I was like, you know what? Like, I've been playing music for a while, never taken any classes.
Playing, you mean singing or
like something? Playing the piano and the guitar, by myself.
Oh, wow. Are you good at the piano and the guitar?
I mean, pretty okay.
Okay.
Wait, is it in your reels? Can we see it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll research.
You can, yeah. And I have like music out and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Piano and the guitar is like the one thing. And I actually started because my brother would play all these like very sad Korean songs.
Oh, no way.
Every single day. And then one day I was like, you know what? I have nothing to do. At this, I was like maybe like 13 or 14. I don't even remember.
Uh-huh.
And I had a piano, like a keyboard in my house apartment. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to play
Give
this.
It a
Why
shot.
Not?
You right. Know? Yeah.
And I would spend hours and hours and I learned very complicated songs on the piano and like with like two hands and everything without knowing what a C was or a D was just by looking at the hands, which was that was insane. Now
that's awesome.
I think about it and I'm like, I was just so crazy to do that. That's just not the way you learn.
Right. But you made it happen.
Yeah.
You rocked it.
But yeah, singing, I would just like bring my guitar to the park with my friends and then, you know, a friend would teach me a chord and then another one teach me another chord and then I would just like sing with my friends, never professionally or anything like that.
Nice.
And then I saw that and I was like, okay, I've never done this, but you know what? Sometimes in life you gotta just send it and that's what I'm gonna do.
Nice.
I send it and that's it. And
love that.
I sent it. I went to the audition in person, and...
And did you know it was the Disney Network?
Oh, well, that wasn't the Disney. That's okay. What afterwards
led to the Disney one. This is what led into that.
Yeah, this is what led into that. And I have no idea what it was about or anything. I sang... This is kind of embarrassing, bro. But I sang a song from High School Musical.
Okay, okay.
Oh, hold on. Can you sing it right now? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even remember which one it was.
Right. No worries.
But yeah, I sang that song in, like, in front of their producers, directors.
Wow. Okay.
And I think that same day, they were like, "You're in," and within 1 or 2 weeks. Our first single was in the radio, and it was in the top charts.
What the heck? Literally within a couple of weeks.
Oh my gosh!
So we went to all the like talk shows in Spain, like literally all of them, to like the New Year's Eve national shows,
oh my gosh,
and everything, like singing this song called "Everybody Dance" with like the boy band.
Everybody Dance. Yes. And so it wasn't just you; it was you and a group of other.
Yeah, it was a group. It was five guys.
Five guys. Oh, nice. Got it. So was it like boy bandish kind of?
It was a boy band.
Okay, got it.
We would sing, dance, like.
I gotta look into this.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It actually, the single made it to the number 2 in the top charts in Spain.
Wow.
Within weeks.
Oh my god.
And I remember like my friends just texted me from school and just like, "Dude, what are you doing? Like, a couple of weeks ago you were, or like a couple of months you were in school.
Yes.
You never said anything about being an actor, and now you are literally like, I can buy your photo cards at the store. Like, what's going on?"
Oh my god.
And I was like, "Yeah, dude, I have no idea what's going on either. Like, this is crazy."
And was it also okay because you were playing the guitar and also the piano, so just singing was just something you did also in your free time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And like, you know, I went to the studio for the first time with the boy band.
Wow.
And yeah, just learned all of that. It was a crazy experience. We got to film with like, because it was a TV show. And from the TV show, we signed with Sony Music and we dropped an album.
Okay. That's amazing.
Was it only one album or?
Yeah, because... Then I went to the Disney show.
Okay, got it.
But yeah, the song was having massive success.
Amazing.
People that came in the show, like Ricky Martin, we filmed. Like,
wow.
Ricky Martin, Shakira was in
the
show.
No way. It was, that is so
it was
epic.
Crazy.
These are huge names.
Yeah, very big.
So I would see myself like from
a couple
nothing,
of months.
Yeah,
okay.
To like
wow
being what? With these people, which by the way, like Ricky wow. Martin blew my mind. He was so humble. He was insane. Right.
Love that.
And yeah, it's
oh
just
my god, that
incredible.
Is so amazing.
What held you back from wanting to continue the singing boy band career? Because
you said you went into Disney.
You went into Disney right after, but would you have continued your role in the music career in the industry if you had just not been called by Disney? Or maybe you can explain that story, how you went from singing to Disney in that process.
From top charts to like Ricky Martin to Shakira, that's like so epic. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, super epic.
Yes.
And I will forever be grateful with the people that gave me the opportunity.
Yes, that's powerful.
We started like doing a tour with Coca-Cola and Los 40 Principales, which is the biggest radio station in Spain.
Okay.
All around Spain, we signed massive festivals and everything. And that's when my agent told me that, you know, there was this opportunity on, like, joining the Disney show that Disney show was probably one of the biggest shows of all time, you know? Yeah. And it was so famous in Spain already.
Yeah.
So, like, when I got that opportunity, it was...
And the name of that is Violeta?
Violeta. And it's
Violeta.
Massive, massive, massive. It's a co-production between Disney Europe and Disney Latam, I think.
Wow.
And it's like massive all over, like Italy, Germany, France, Spain, Argentina, like
powerful.
Huge.
That's powerful. And really quick, because again, some of these shows, they're shown like out there in Europe, but not shown here in America. Is that correct?
No, they're here too.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
You can watch
it
on Disney Plus, actually.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
But, like, when it came out, was that something that was, like, showing here? Like, was it a massive, huge show out here in America at the time? Or it was more so out there in Europe?
I don't know because I wasn't living here. So
okay.
I don't really know.
Yeah. Because I feel like sometimes, like, the shows here in America, they're kind of, like, just, like, you know, just here in America. And it's not being shown all over.
Yeah.
Because I feel like other places have different shows in different areas, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
Yeah, now that there's Netflix and Prime Video, I feel like now there's so many ways to supplement videos.
Yes.
Versus I think even in 2017, was that when it was going on? 2017?
Maybe.
Or whatever year that...
2016, 2015. Oh, so
even back then, I don't think they were really incorporating outside country videos and movies. But I feel like now you can put any name in it. You'll find it.
Like Disney Plus will find it today.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So it was like a huge show then.
Yeah, I got that opportunity. I remember, you know, when I got it, you know, it was one of those things that I was like, you know, you get a million opportunities like auditioning and stuff. But this was one that I was like, I really think I can get it. Really, really, really think that this is for me. And I remember, like, the callback for that show, we were, like, four actors. And three of those actors, I grew up with them. Oh, like, literally.
Wow,
like,
that's so cool.
And I was like, just the fact that I'm in the same room with these people is insane for me.
Right.
You know? Even if I don't get it. And then on top of that, I ended up getting it, which was just mind-blowing for me.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, was that pretty tough? Because, again, you're kind of going against people that you know that you grew up with. Was that, like, hard to you getting the part and them not getting it?
I'm always very competitive.
Okay. Right.
So even though I grew up with them, I was like,
I'm getting this.
I really want to get this.
Right,
I get
this.
I have that competitiveness in everything.
Gosh. Yeah.
Who do you think you get that from? From your dad, your mom, or is it just something?
My dad,
naturally?
I think. Yeah, my dad would be very tough in all of us in that sense. Like, you know, I remember, you know, with my older brothers, they would be like, if you're not getting the best grades in school, like, you're failing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were maybe like second. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you gotta be the first.
Right.
So it's like crazy.
Okay. You know? A lot of competing there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which it kind of explains the fact that you did soccer, you were in music, you were singing, you were acting. I mean, there's so many different things you've done in your life. And you're, how old are you? 20? 21?
No, I'm definitely older. I'm older than that. Yeah.
Well, you're in your 20s, right?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
We just don't talk about this.
Okay, we don't talk
about it. We won't talk about it, but
all we know is you look like you're 20.
I would like to think that if I get older characters, I can play them.
Okay.
I know it's a stretch, but, you know, if I ever get the opportunity, I'm playing, like, you know, an older character.
Okay.
I think that would be good.
Okay. That would have to put a lot of, like, makeup and, like, fake stuff on your face to make you look older.
I would
older.
Like to think that I have, like, a very very large age range. But, yeah, for some reason, I don't get those older characters.
Okay. Right. I mean, you could tell why. You could tell why. I'm sure everybody could tell why.
So after you got, you know, you're playing in Violetta, what came next? Because obviously we also know that you continued your career into HBO Max. Was that right after that movie, or did you go into another role with Disney?
So after Disney, after that show, let's skip that part because, you know, I don't think I can even talk about it,
Okay.
I was, let's say I was close to another one, but then that didn't end up happening.
Okay.
And then I lived in Mexico for a little bit, a couple of shows there, which I loved the experience of, like, living in Mexico.
Great.
It was amazing, amazing.
Okay. Like, and the language from Spain and Mexico, they're very close.
Because
I speak Spanish, so I can understand your Spain language to an extent.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
right.
It's there.
It's a little different, right?
It's a different accent, but same language. It was hard for me to get the Mexican accent because I would have to do the Mexican accent. I worked really hard on it, but I mean, you know, I think I got better over time. I did a couple of shows there. Then I dropped a couple of songs as well.
Okay.
I did a tour there, which was amazing. Like, the support in Mexico was amazing. Like, and I will never forget it.
Love that.
You know, in front of thousands and thousands of people and just me and my guitar. That was just
That's
insane.
Great.
Yeah.
So it went from, like, the boy band to now just you.
Yeah.
Being the main character.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
and it was just me
that.
And my guitar, which was very I still, like, I was so nervous.
Oh my
gosh. Was your music on the guitar more like romance? Was it more Well, what was the kind of music you were playing on it?
Yeah, I would say like more pop, okay. Romance, yeah.
Okay, it's, got it.
You know, I feel like different stages of my life, I've done different things, and it's just what my heart tells me to do or to write, because I love writing music.
Got it.
This was just my pouring my heart out like never before, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Wow. So obviously you were in Mexico, and then is that where then you transitioned to America, or?
Yeah. I started like, you know, doing some things here and there, and ended in Los Angeles, which is when I started like my journey on social media as well.
Okay.
Which was just so crazy. Okay. That was such a crazy thing.
Yes.
Wow. That happened with the whole social media. Because up until there, I didn't really create anything on social media.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And that's actually what I want to talk about too, is your social media. So, because you were in a world of, you know, again, like the Disney networks, HBO, singing, and this is like actual live singing in front of thousands of people. You know right. what I mean? That's a yeah. whole different energy.
Yeah.
You know, you come to America, and now you know, again, you're doing your social media, which is like 14 million followers, I believe, on all pages, yeah. but mainly YouTube. Yeah. How did you go from this different world of like being in person, singing, being on huge networks where, you know, there's cameras like this right in front of us,
yeah.
To a world where now you're like doing your own YouTubes and blowing yourself mm-hmm. up and then yeah. just millions of people following you?
Yeah. I mean, you can call it destiny or you can call it being lucky.
Okay.
I think a little bit of both is, you know, comes to play, mm-hmm. but I am a person that is, I have a personality that some people like, some people don't, in the mm-hmm. sense of I go for it like very hard. You know, I work really, really hard. So when I don't see the opportunities, I go and try to create them, right? Yes. So when I moved to LA, I knew that LA was super competitive, right. you know? Yes. And a lot of people just sit and wait to get that right opportunity, right? But that wasn't really me, so I would just go out. Literally, I was so naive too, but I would just go in the street thinking that I would somehow meet Tarantino, and he would just say like, you know what, you're perfect for my next movie.
Right. Okay.
That's optimistic.
Which, and hearing all those stories that you're telling us, a lot of these opportunities are happening
yeah,
to you, so
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, so I would always just like be out there and seeing, you know, what could happen, and I truly believe that something great was gonna happen.
Yes.
And then one time I was out in LA and I saw like four people filming on a tripod.
Okay.
And I was like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys? And they were like, we're filming videos for this new app called TikTok. And I was like, what is, like, I've never heard of that. Okay. What is that?
Yes.
And they were like, you've never heard of that? Like, it's the thing right now. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't really go on social media.
Yeah.
So one of them helped me downloading TikTok. And I just didn't know what to post. I've always been pretty shy about posting and all of mm-hmm. that. And I saw like a challenge and I posted it. It was pretty embarrassing. It was like me hugging myself and just like the back of it. So it looks like I'm with someone, but then I turn around.
Oh, I see. I think
like,
I know which one.
Yeah. Seen this. For
yeah,
sure.
yeah. And then I turn around and I'm like, oh, I'm single. This is so sad. And then I posted it, zero views, and I was like, this is so embarrassing. I'm not even going to repost it on my Instagram. I don't want anybody to see this.
Right, I see.
And then I was going to completely delete everything, but for some reason I fell asleep that day, and I woke up to this guy calling me, and I was like, yo, dude, what's going on? And he's like, what's going on with your TikTok? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean, what's going on? And my first thought was like, I don't know, somebody like hacked you know, my account, something, right?
First thing you think.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went on it and I had I think over 100,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, overnight.
Oh my you know?
God. Over that hugging video.
Yeah, yeah. That video was at like maybe 9-10 million views.
Wow.
Overnight.
Wow.
And
oh
like thousands and thousands of comments. I don't know if it was like 60,000 comments. Something like really
insane.
Crazy.
Wow, okay.
And I was like, I still couldn't believe it. So I was like, I don't know if like somebody's like buying this or something. This gotta be this has gotta be fake. It's impossible that this thing went so viral.
Yes.
I don't even think that there's that many people in the app.
Okay, yeah, right.
That's what I thought at first. Yes. But I was, again, I didn't know anything about TikTok at that point.
Wow.
And yeah, no, it was real. That day, I remember, like, I hit 250,000 followers from that one video.
Wow.
And I immediately knew that I found something, like, crazy and to work for. So I started, like, doing videos every single day for 3 years straight.
Okay.
Every day.
Wow.
Never...
Which, I mean, when you think about it, which explains, because you have over 10 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that requires a very strong ethical backbone of just spending numerous amount of hours of just doing your content, which you do very well at. I mean, we went through them like crazy people, like we're over there stalking your page. Like, what's he all about? And we can see that you're very consistent, you know, because we have our social media too. We have about, I say about 2 million followers with all our pages. You're at 14 million, which we need to upgrade still. You know, we're working on it.
You guys are doing amazing.
Thank you. We're building on it, but, you know, we're also the same like you, searching for the next viral video or continuing until we get to different business aspects. But you did it. And the best part about you, and this is what I'm capturing here in this podcast, you're just very authentic. You're genuine, but at the same time, you're shy. At many different things. So I'm an introvert myself. This guy is just, he'll jump off a building.
A little extra.
He's very extra. No, very extra, not a little. So I understand you because it's not easy, yet you still did it. And I think that's a big message for people that are watching this podcast. People don't know how to remove that shyness, and you figured it out. And you have the Parentino push you. You travel the world. Let's be real. You travel the world, and you're now in Beverly Hills in this podcast talking about, you know, all these things that are going on. And we haven't even talked more. There's still more to talk about. You know, so I think that's pretty awesome that you did that. And I can only imagine this question that I'm going to ask you now is, how did you feel? Because you have 10 million followers on TikTok.
How many do you have on TikTok? I think it's like...
TikTok is like 10 plus.
10 point something.
That's so amazing. Yeah. Oh my God.
So you have 10 point something million in TikTok. How did you feel when TikTok was going to go away? I think like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were scared and we have 200,000 followers, but 10 million, I would be dead.
Yeah. How do I feel? I mean, I got to be honest with you. Okay, so I have a lot of layers about the social media, social media thing.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear the layers.
You know, and I love that you said that I'm authentic.
Yes.
Because, you know, I want to be authentic about this as well. Mm-hmm. You know, social media can be great at times, but it's also very complicated and it takes a lot from you as well.
Right.
So for me... I'm always, you know, this is another thing that I've never said, but
okay.
I'm going to be completely honest about this. I don't know if this is because it's raining. I'm a little more sensitive.
There you go. Yeah.
So I'm gonna
open we can up, see the rain.
Let's roll.
Open up a lot. For me, having 10 million followers and all your guys' support, you know, everybody that follows me, it's something that I am incredibly grateful, but something that it is very hard for me to think that I deserve too, you know? And I constantly feel very disappointed and embarrassed that I cannot offer you guys more things, you know, more for me. And I promise you guys, like, I work really hard, but sometimes, you know, I don't hit, you know, exactly what I need to hit, but I am incredibly grateful for everybody that follows me. So that the entire social media comes from a massive gratitude from all of you guys that are following me. And, you know, other than that, you know, it just makes me sad that I cannot, that if TikTok would have been banned, I wouldn't be able to connect with those people that follow me.
But
at the same time, it's like, you know, this whole thing of like this constant battle of like trying to give them what they deserve because they put their effort to text me every day and comment in my videos and watch my videos. And for me, that means the world because they're showing a lot of love and support to me.
Right.
That means so much more than they can ever imagine, actually.
Yes.
You know, amazing. Because I'm so far away from my family, and you know, and my friends that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, really, truly, seeing those comments are the fuel to me working super hard every day.
Wow, love yeah. that. Yeah. Because a lot of, you know, influencers, they don't take it in like you take it in. And they, to them, a comment is just another comment.
Yeah. As, or they don't even reply. I mean, eventually you get to a point where you can't respond because there's so many.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, that's the process. It's like a business, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's powerful. And that's just TikTok, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also another really, you know, hard industry to get in is YouTube. And with YouTube, you have like almost 2 million followers on YouTube. So
yeah.
Did this simultaneously happen when you came to America and got kind of big with these, the 3 years that you were doing the TikToks? Did you start doing like certain type of videos on YouTube to get it to almost 2 million? Or what were you doing to get, if you could tell the audience, because I know a lot of people are working on their YouTube, us included.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you build yourself to get almost 2 million followers on YouTube? Because that's really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I started my YouTube channel with my music.
Okay.
And I think that's, you know, that's what people love the most. And then, you know, just like posting, you know, vlogs about my life and, you know, kind of like similar content to TikTok.
Okay.
And then, you know, people kept watching it, I guess.
Love it. And just keeping that consistency, right? Is that something that you were just so consistent on and
yeah.
you've seen the numbers build?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, right. I mean, it's kind of funny thinking about these millions of people, because it's impossible
millions.
To think about what that amount of people actually
yes.
is.
Right.
You know, because for me, I'm just a guy. You know, I'm like definitely no better than anybody else. So
I mean, you're Javi Luna, though. I mean,
right,
it's,
you
it's,
are.
Let's
you're
be
Javi
real.
Luna.
Yeah, for me, like, I'm the exact same. And that's why
no,
I love,
yeah.
that's one of the things that I absolutely love to meet people that follow me. And, like, if you guys see me, come and have a conversation with me, because
yes.
I love, and like, a normal conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I love talking and knowing about you and your journey, you know, and all of that. So.
That's
yeah.
powerful. That's
fantastic.
Powerful. Coming from somebody with like 14 million people who watch you, that is like a really humble heart that you have. And,
yeah.
you know, it is true. So, I mean, we just also got a video that went viral, like 11 million views and 1 million heart likes that clicked that video. And we were on the way to our podcast studio today and we're just like, did 1 million people, like actual people, like literally like this video? And
yeah,
we were just
crazy.
Kind of like thinking how crazy that is. But you're right. It does take an
mm-hmm.
individual to have to click it, to have to make comments, because it has hundreds of comments as well. And, you know, it is something where I believe we're on your level when it comes to caring for our audience. We care
yeah.
about our audience so much that we do everything in our power to write back each
yeah.
comment. Sometimes even some of them are bad and we're still, like, writing them an explanation. Like,
we'll,
well,
even say, oh, it's just your opinion, you know, but
like,
thanks
you
for
have
commenting.
An opinion,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what
yeah.
I mean? Because
yeah.
we just, it's a win is a win, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But for reals, we really care. And that's where I think that we relate to you so much, you know. And, you know, hopefully we have this amount of millions of followers one day. And I believe we'll be the same people at that point, too, you know, because we're
yeah.
just real people. And we know so many influencers and not all of them are real like you. So it's amazing for you. It's amazing to hear what you just said to the audience right now. And I think that's going to be one of our main parts of this podcast today, because I haven't really we haven't really had a guest on our show where they, you know, reached out to their audience like that. And that was really powerful. That was beautiful, honestly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love that so much.
And
yes.
and going into the next thing, so obviously you went, you did make another, I don't know if it's a, I think it's a series called Misfit. Right? Was that recorded? That was recorded here in America, right?
No, we filmed that in Ecuador.
In Ecuador?
Oh, wow.
yeah, okay,
yeah.
so you were somewhere else too.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Netflix.
Yeah.
No,
it's
right?
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Oh, it's HBO Max.
It's all on Max, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It came in theaters first.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, so it was all theaters and everything. Wow,
yeah.
powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you go into that role? I mean, did you enjoy it? Because it looked like you would have
right.
a good time.
I had
this
the time
like
of
a...
my life. I love those people so much. I had the time of my life. I still talk to them like
wow.
almost on a weekly basis.
Wow.
Especially with the one that played my girlfriend in the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's so amazing and I laughed so much with her.
What was her name?
Well, I still call her Estela.
Estela,
is
okay.
The name of the character.
Yeah,
okay.
That's Jimena.
Jimena,
okay.
okay.
Yeah. But you know her as Estela because
yeah,
you're doing
yeah.
so much. You know.
Well, and
okay.
we call each other Gatito.
Gatito, okay, I know what that is.
Because we're just like little little kitty. Yeah. because the first scene that we had together, we called each other gatito.
Okay.
In the movie and we kept it.
There you go.
I bet you on your cell phone it says gatito. I bet.
Oh no, I still have it as Stella.
Oh wow, actress name.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that. That is so cool. It's so nice that you really like are entertained by your acting and everything you've done. How has your family responded to everything you've done here in America? Are they still, I'm assuming,
or around still in the Spain, world, right? Around the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at first, my dad said, if you don't study or go to college, I'm never going to pay for anything ever. But he very quickly rectified as soon as he saw me on TV for the first time, which. Okay. Was very fast.
Yes, right.
And he was like, okay, no, you're made for this.
Oh, I love it.
And okay. I mean, he was just watching out for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're very big fans of everything that I do.
Powerful.
They really like it and they really think I'm good, which when they say it, I know it's true, mm-hmm. you know, because yeah. they're very... You know,
straightforward.
Yes. So if I'm bad at something, they're gonna say it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Even if I'm okay at something, they would still say I'm bad.
yeah. Right. Right.
But yeah, they think I do a good job. We always talk about ways to grow and
mm-hmm.
become better and all.
Okay,
that's perfect.
So, I mean, obviously, we're talking about your whole life story, and up until this point, everything seems to be. Super, amazing with you. Things are falling in your lap that are, amazing. Again, I don't even know I just keep saying the word amazing because, Disney Channel, HBO, these are just, epic things that are happening. Yeah. Abercrombie and Fitch, I believe that. I mean, these are huge things mm-hmm. and so much happiness, so much winning that is going on. But a question that we do also like to ask, and it really does help our people who are watching our podcast, is, have you ever had a time where maybe you were really down and out and you were just one of these people who were I'm just going to stay in bed. I can't get out. I can't go on because I'm so stressed out. And if you had one of these times, what was it and how did you break yourself? Because as of right now, it seems like you're good. So, how did you snap yourself out of that time if you had one? And some people don't have one, but if you do, it would really help.
No, I mean, like I said, I want to be authentic. I get that. All the time. Okay. I feel like I'm actually more depressed than happy.
Yes, right. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Okay.
So, I don't want to portray the typical guy that is always happy because it's definitely not the case.
Right.
And definitely not with me. Okay. Not at all.
Oh, there you go.
I feel like I get sad more often than the people that I know, I think.
Wow. And you wouldn't know that. Sitting here with you today, you have such a great energy, smiles, all these great stories.
Oh, thank you.
So, if this happens, and, that happens with me a lot, I think I'm that type of person.
I'm the Eli, opposite.
Eli's the opposite. So, again, everybody
I barely ever get sad. Yeah.
Right?
I'm always so happy.
Yeah. And so everybody's different, but I think when you share your story, that's when people can relate, and then that's when it helps that certain somebody. So, if you are one of these people, that may fall into depression once in a while, the world is crazy. I understand.
Yeah.
What is, one of your main things you do to, snap yourself out of it?
Well, first of all, I think I'm in a constant state of depression.
Okay, that's very honest. I like this.
I think it's something that just carries with me. I just have better days.
Okay.
My whole life it's been kind of more on the lonely aspect of it, especially traveling so much, and being in different countries. So.
Got it.
Even if I'm surrounded by people, that doesn't mean that I'm not lonely,
Right, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that sometimes because as an introvert too, I feel like I can play the role just like you, look like I'm having a good time, but inside my head, I want to be in my room, closed doors, and just by myself.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds depressing, but I'd rather do that. Even this podcast is challenging for me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'd rather be in the little square.
Yeah.
Just quiet and... But for me, it's not depression. For me, it's more I like the solitude. I like the independence of no one being in my space. But I feel like, obviously, it's different for him. But obviously, for you, it's that the depression kicks in. Is there something that your mind tells you why you feel lonely? Maybe because, like you said, you travel a lot. Is it because you're not in a relationship? Is it because your parents are in a different country now? What makes you feel maybe or adds to it?
I mean...
It's just a matter, like, I don't know. I feel like
I've always kind of like had this feeling, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if it's like, you know, growing up, this feeling of like, you need to be better. You need to be better. You need to be better. Just no matter what, like, it's a never ending situation. You know, you guys, even hearing you guys, like you say, like, oh, you have all these amazing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to stop and like actually think about, because my mind only goes to what am I not doing right now that I could be doing.
That. And I could relate to that so much. That is totally me. Again, we do real estate, we do home loans, we do podcasts, we do influencing, we are parents, we do so many different things. In my mind, at every moment, is always like, well, you're not doing enough. And sometimes I'll tell him, like, oh, like, well, we did all this stuff, but I don't feel like we did enough today. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, we had podcasts, you closed real estate deals, like, you're doing so much. How do you not? But my mind is just like yours. It's always like, well, what's next? Or did I even do good enough today? And one thing that kind of helps me is kind of sometimes going to like the gym, working out, like, you know, clearing my mind, being with myself for a little bit. And is that something that may help you? Is there something that helps you?
Because, 100% for me, like the, I would say that's the number one thing that I do every day. And if I don't do it, like it's bad. I work out every day. And as much as I can, because the more I work out, the less, the more accomplished I feel, and also like the more tired to kind of like have these thoughts and anxiety, you know, to feeling like I'm not doing enough,
definitely
all of that. So yeah, for me, like working out, it's massive in my life.
Love
it's
that.
One of the most important things.
Yeah,
it's super important for us too. Obviously, in the last few days, we've been doing so much. I think we've skipped the workout for 2 days, which I'm like depressed.
I was like, he skipped it. No. I was like, I only skipped one day. And that's today, and I'm going
to
still work out.
Okay, that, okay.
So just protecting because, again, I'm also like you. Sometimes you have to have that thing that breaks you.
Yeah.
That, like, if you're going through these feelings, you know. And so thank you for actually sharing that with the audience.
Thank you so much.
Because maybe somebody out there who might be going through something, maybe you just have to try something like a workout.
Yeah.
Something that's going to work for you. And when you find it, stay consistent with it.
Right.
Because then you could really break yourself. You could be too tired, you know, to get those emotions of feeling like that depression or whatnot. So that's great that you shared that.
And considering, you know, you have all these things that are going on, you have all these followers. What's the next thing that Javi has in store? So being here right now with us, you're obviously in Beverly Hills. You're nearby Hollywood, right? Like this is the scene you want to be in to grow in business and in film and in acting and singing. What is the next big thing? So you being who you are today, what do you want to do now? What's the next step for Javi?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, one of my biggest dreams is like doing like this big movies, you know, that people just, you go in theaters and then you leave being a different person. You know, I'm talking movies like lately, I don't know, After Sun, for example. It's not like, not super popular movies, but movies that like touch your heart in a way that is indescribable. And I think that's one of the reasons actually why I started playing the piano, you know, because of those melodies that like just take you somewhere else. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's hard to explain it. So that's what I want to do, you know, type of movies that, you know, just changes people's lives and the way they view things.
That's great because I mean, I feel like everybody has their own little thing they want, right? Like their that connects them to the earth or the world or their universe, whatever it might be.
Right.
And it shows more of your authenticity because you're not all about the put me on the big screen of Sony and let me be on Marvel. I mean, not that you wouldn't do it, right?
But
the fact is you're
the
okay.
Next Captain America.
Yeah, next Captain America, right? But you're okay with other roles that actually institute you to be who you are as a human being. Like you have certain charisma, certain characteristics about yourself that you're okay fitting yourself in those roles because it's more you in that role versus let me play this role that I'm not all about.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's kind of cool because that spells a lot more different languages about what you really want in life. And that's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Love that. And so then this has been so amazing. One thing that we always like as well, and you've been talking to your audience so much, but we do want you to kind of close it out with something that you can tell your followers and your audience, just something like that you live by. And if you'd like to just tell them, you know, that would be amazing if you talk directly to them.
Of course. What's up, guys? Once again, thank you so, so much for supporting me every day and watching my videos. Like, it means the world to me, and I really, really mean it. And, you know, whatever you're going through life, just remember to be a good person. That's the most important. That's what my parents taught me. And, you know, if you're feeling bad or, you know, whatever you're going through, just remember that there's always one person that loves you so much more than you can ever imagine. So just have that in mind. And yeah, stay awesome. Fight for your dreams because you can achieve them. I am no better than you and nobody's better than you. So go and fight hard for them.
Wow. I love this. So beautiful. Guys, seriously, thank you so much for being here. And Javi, thank you so much for being here on our podcast. We seriously, Javi, we actually want, when we saw you at that mansion, we're like, he needs to be on our podcast. But we never went up to you. We all like, we weren't able to connect.
Yeah.
But destiny made it happen. And we appreciate you being here. And obviously there's going to be more things where hopefully we're able to style you one day. We're looking to style you as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
Guys, thanks so much. We expect to roll out some reels and then we'll also have the full podcast ready in case if you want to have your team edited as well. But thank you so much. And guys, appreciate you being on this podcast with us. Seriously, you'll watch it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So thank you so much.
And is there, is it just where Javi Luna, is that all of your platforms where they can find you or?
Yeah, Javi Luna. Go check out my latest show on Real Shorts called Rock On. Band Beauty in Disguise.
I said that right. Yeah. Okay. Love it. Totally you. Okay, so check that out, guys. And thank you again for being on our podcast. We loved it. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate you. Thank you.